It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green, sitting in for Rene Montaigne. As soon as he became a presidential frontrunner, Rick Perry guaranteed a closer look at his record as governor of Texas. Perry himself has welcomed it. In fact, he's held out Texas as a model for job creation.
The state's unemployment rate is high, but not as high as the nation as a whole, and Texas has been attracting people who move there for jobs.
At the same time, though, more than a quarter of the state's population has no health insurance, which is more than any other state. Hospital emergency rooms and dozens of women's health clinics have been filling the gap. But as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, this year Perry and the state legislature drastically cut funding for the clinics.
At the People's Clinic in East Austin, nurse practitioner Diane Ronashek examines 19-year-old Rosalinda Roman.
Looks like you've lapsed on your birth control method, so I'm so glad you're back in today.
Roman discovered the People's Clinic after she got pregnant at 16 and gave birth to a baby boy. Now she comes every 3 months. She gets her comprehensive well woman exam and her contraceptive shot.
Are you wanting to restart that method, or are there other methods we need to talk about?
No, I like the depot shot. It hasn't given me any problems. I've been on it for, 2 years almost, and I like it.
With the encouragement of Ronashek, Roman has gone back to school and is 2 months away from becoming a medical technician.
I come here and I do my annual physical here. I also get birth control, depot shot. I love it. I don't have any problems with it, and I don't know what I would do with the second child right now.
For hundreds of thousands of Texas women and teens between the ages of 13 and 50, these 71 clinics serve as their gateway to health care, the only time they see a nurse practitioner or a doctor. But this year, the Republican-controlled Texas legislature and Governor Rick Perry cut these clinics' funding by two-thirds. Dr. Celia Neville runs the People's Clinic and says it's a devastating blow.
So that particular funding was used, obviously, for just strict birth control, but also pap smears, breast cancer screening, for diabetes, thyroid disorders, anemia, high cholesterol.
These cuts are less about saving money than about abortion and contraception. Evangelicals and Tea Party supporters are ascendant in Texas. Governor Perry is their champion. And these cuts are evidence of their political power. They want to get government money out of the abortion process, and if contraceptive services have to suffer a bit of collateral damage in the process, so be it. When the Texas Tribune asked Nacogdoches Republican House member Wayne Christian, a supporter of the family planning cuts, is this a war on birth control? Christian said yes.
Well, of course it's a war on birth control and abortions and everything. That's what family planning is supposed to be about.
Family planning clinics are routinely referred to by many Texas Republican legislators as abortion clinics, even though none of the 71 Texas clinics that receive government funding provide abortions. Texas and federal law prohibits that. But most women's health clinics will refer women or teens who want an abortion to a provider. In an interview with NPR, Representative Wayne Christian said that's enough.
They're sitting here referring women out to receive abortions. Those are the clinics, including Planned Parenthood, we were targeting.
Governor Perry's spokesman did not reply to requests for comment, but Christian says there's no question the Texas governor is an advocate, enthusiastically signing this approach into law.
Governor Perry has supported the pro-life agenda consistently throughout his time in office.
These cuts to family planning clinics won't, in the end, save Texas money. The state estimates that nearly 300,000 women will lose access to family planning services. That will result in 20,000 additional unplanned births. Texas already spends more than any other state for teen pregnancies. In San Antonio alone, unplanned children born to teens would fill 175 kindergarten classrooms each year. And what's particularly galling to family planning advocates is that part of the money, $8.4 million, that was cut from family planning will now go to crisis pregnancy centers around the state. Crisis pregnancy centers are part of the pro-life movement's answer to family planning clinics.
And we have three counseling rooms here, and this is where we see our clients, and they're all very private and obviously confidential.
Carolyn Klein is president of the Downtown Pregnancy Center. Its beautiful office is located inside First Baptist Church's building, historically one of the most conservative and powerful Baptist churches in North Texas. Although it kind of looks like a doctor's office, this is not a medical clinic. There are no well woman examinations, no contraceptive services free or paid, no pap smears.
You can see we have a sonogram machine and everything is private back here as well. And it's also where we do our STD screening.
There are 165 crisis pregnancy centers across Texas, and plenty won't take any state money. The Downtown Pregnancy Center doesn't. The centers are for women who are willing to keep their babies or give them up for adoption. But Klein says, heartbreakingly, only 1 to 2% are willing to let their babies be adopted. Klein says teens will say to her, "I'd rather abort than give my baby up for adoption."
It's disappointing. It is very disappointing.
The crisis pregnancy centers put up billboards letting frightened pregnant teens know that these are places they can turn to for help, but that can lead to a bit of a misunderstanding.
Lots of people calling just to ask, what kind of abortions do you offer? How much does an abortion cost? Wanting abortion information.
Nevertheless, these young women are not turned away.
We let them know that we don't refer for abortion or perform abortions here, but we're a great place to start.
The fact that millions of dollars that used to go to family planning clinics will in the future go to crisis pregnancy centers across Texas causes no small amount of bitterness among those who staff the women's health clinics. It's a feeling they're probably going to have to get used to. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.